This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm David Furst. Over the past 2 months, Instagram pages have been popping up with testimonials from high school students in New York City sharing their experiences with sexual assault at school. While the pages started as a way for survivors to call out their abusers, they're now part of a movement to push for wider changes and improve how the Department of Education enforces the rules against assault and mistreatment. Joining us now to talk about this is WNYC's Chloe K. Lee. Chloe, this is all unfolding on Instagram, right? What do these pages look like, and who's sharing them?
These are mostly created and run by students, and they have stories from students about their own experiences in school. A lot of them are frustrated by the lack of action from adults, whether that be school administrators, teachers, or counselors, and they're taking matters into their own hands. The posts themselves can be graphic and upsetting. Some of them have students describing their assault. Others share examples of teachers who blame their assault on the way they speak or the way they dress. There are also posts calling out other students for promoting a toxic culture, making jokes, sharing graphic photos, or calling students derogatory names. Generally, the posts are pretty raw, and they name names.
Well, there's one school in particular getting called out here, Brooklyn Latin. What is going on there?
There's a page called Voices of TBLS that's all about the specialized high school Brooklyn Latin. Started less than 2 months ago, the page already has 62 posts. Students are sharing stories about one teacher specifically who female students allege touched them or made inappropriate comments regarding sex or their racial identity. The Instagram page already has 4 testimonies against him, and students tell me those issues were reported to the school administration, but he's still working at the school.
What does the Department of Education say about this?
Well, the department sent WNYC a statement saying it can't comment on any ongoing investigations and that it's committed to preventing and addressing any incidents of sexual harassment. And I heard from students at Brooklyn Latin that they met with administrators this week to demand changes.
There were new regulations implemented in the fall of last year to combat sexual assault and harassment. Every school is supposed to have a Title IX coordinator handling complaints and training. Do you have a sense for whether that's happening at the schools mentioned in these Instagram posts?
Yeah, this is something that was actually reported by WNYC's education reporter Jessica Gold. The new rule went into effect in the fall, and by spring, the COVID-19 pandemic arrived, so that's really affected the rollout of the new plans. From conversations I've had with teachers and students, there hasn't been any tangible change. Students continue to face harassment or assault, and there isn't a clear way to report it or expect that school administrators know how to handle it when it is reported.
Okay, this Instagram conversation started when students were in school remotely, not seeing each other in the hallways and all of that. Do you think that's a coincidence, or is the coronavirus playing a role here?
This isn't a new issue, but in this context, during the pandemic, it seems like students are feeling much more empowered to challenge the administration and other students. They don't risk having to see them in hallways the next day. Something else that we need to think about is that those students are alone all day with nothing but the internet. One of the students who runs a page told me that staying at home in quarantine has forced her to sit in her trauma she experienced from assault and take some steps towards healing.
Chloe K. Lee is an intern in the WNYC newsroom. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.